how good it is to join with you once more.
Nice to hear that. It certainly is good for us. And before you begin tonight, I want to thank you for the wonderful experience given to your instrument at our last meeting. It was very beautiful.
Let me say this to you, that still she pondered upon this happening.
I'm not surprised.
But now, let us continue the time. I would like to say to our friend, the lady with the knee problem.
Yes?
Yes.
So is that you, Margaret? You have a knee problem?
No, let me continue, please.
No, I'm sorry.
It is not known at this particular time, but I would say to her, please, to think, to have some healing before it shows itself upon your physical being.
Thank you very much.
That is the advantage of having sight a little farther ahead. I wish to speak to you too, my friend.
Yes?
There is news coming for you. News that will cause a little concern. But let me tell you, do not worry on it. I will help. It is nothing tragic, you understand.
Yes.
But news which will tend to worry you a little.
Right.
So, listen to these words. And know that I will be standing behind you.
Thank you very much indeed.
Now, one more thing before I leave you. Have you been more aware of the person I spoke of recently who is trying to make themselves known to me? You said you were aware, but I said we would help more in this matter.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have been more aware.
Good. Good, you should have been. Mm-hmm. But always, I like to hear the affirmative from you.
Yes, I understand that. Okay.
You are going to say, why do you ask when already you know?
No.
But let me assure you, it is good to hear the spoken word.
Yes, I'm gorgeous.
Now, let me say, do you wish to ask me a question before I continue?
Any questions for sentiment?
Yes, I have there are two questions concerning others. A girl called Debbie Scream, who I was working with recently, lost her mother some years ago and wondered if it's possible to have a message, or if you could say whether her mother is happy, or if you can tell her anything about her mother. I think she died rather suddenly of cancer. And I think Debbie wondered whether Ruby was a bit unsure about the nature of the death, why it happened. So,
let me say to you, Will she be open to speaking with me?
It's possible. It is possible. I can ask her.
Would you find it acceptable to allow another within this room?
Yes, for that purpose, or she could come on another evening to meet another lady who is doing excellent work in this particular field.
I will leave the decision to you, but in any case, she is needing help.
Yes, I think she feels a sadness about the loss of contact.
Yes, there is also a fear within her.
Is there?
There is a fear to be dispelled.
Yes.
So it would be good to have the contact.
Yes. Okay, I will suggest it. And
I will see to that and talk to you about that afterwards.
Yes. Yes. Can I leave it with you?
Yes, please do.
Good.
I have another query from a lady called Jill Lippich in London, who is going through a painful divorce with her husband. And I think she fears for the future. And she doesn't tell me very much about
the problem. Well, about it, yeah. We're wasting time.
Sorry,
yes. I'll talk to you about that later also. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. I will say just one thing on these matters. I cannot live your lives for you.
No.
I believe I have said this many times.
Yeah.
I don't wish to seem ungracious, but these earthly problems really must be resolved by each and every one of you. Are you happy with that response?
Yes, thank you, yes.
You might be able to make it so.
I would like to say a few words to the lady who has come this night. Just for this time.
Yes. I will ask her to come forward, Dorian.
There will be, if she can hear me.
Yes.
You can hear me.
Okay.
You, my child, have troubled waters through this lifetime. But let me say to you that much is behind you. You are now going forward. But you have a concern for the one who is close to you. I do not wish to go into details, but your heart sometimes wishes that there was more involvement. Yes, you know. Let me say a few words to you. You cannot make someone tread the same pathway as you did. Each and every one of you have your own pathways to tread. You understand this, I know. So, your thought energy patterns are being wasted in this direction. Better to give out thoughts of love and guidance from the Creator of all. Your simple words and much can be achieved, but only in his time. We would like to thank you all for much good work you have done in the name of spirit. you cannot have this certain time. But you shine. You shine in goodness and in grace.
Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you, Father. You're great.
My heart is full sometimes with the love you extend to others. But as I have said to that lady, sometimes it is fruitless. You only need a letter to concentrate your energies where they are most needed. Do you understand what I am trying to say? You cannot cure the ills of this world. Send out those thoughts I speak so often of. Send them with love. Let them reach out to the earth. I would like you to
this one, right? This one needs to be his.
Salumet then withdrew, allowing one to come through Sue, giving lots of new information, before Salumet returned at the end to finish the evening. Unfortunately, the recording was pretty faint.
You are
good. know. And if you are concerned with the writing and the storing of the ancient scripts, are you?
Not
so
you
understand. No, of course. Not. Not. And you collect them all for your halls of learning and your libraries, is that right?
It is not possible for me to explain. designed and for special purposes. If you correct me with the pen.
Yes.
Let me say that the scripts are also illuminated through understanding.
Yes, they must have very beautiful.
This is done by certain people who have studied this work. And may I say unto you here, you would never appreciate the beauty.
We can well believe you.
These special people spend their time making our work more beautiful than just that.
Yes, as the monks used to do on this earth, illuminating the manuscripts and records.
Yes, but not.
Not to the same degree of beauty.
I wish you could see. I know you will shine. But if you forgive my vow, I would light up your room with some of your work.
That's marvelous. And of course, there's so much love put into it also, isn't there?
Without love, the scripts would not be complete.
No, I can understand that too.
Without love, what would be the point?
There would be no point. You would need to be dry as dust records.
Let a reader leave your hold in your hand.
Yes.
It would crumble.
Right.
And die.
Mm-hmm. Your records are everlasting through eternity. Dissecting of the reasons.
That's not
Yeah, I'm trying to understand. Does that purpose and that dissection exists in the spirit itself, does it not? Since we are living our own lives. I will ask my colleagues if they haven't, but I'd first like to thank you for the explanation you have given. It has been extraordinarily interesting to us all.
I promise that I cannot be more.
Well, I quite understand your difficulty. It's not you, it's our lack of intelligence.
No.
Are there any other questions for our friend here?
No? Would she be able to tell us something about the hall itself, or the halls of men themselves, the structures, the building?
Well, yes, I think you will find they vary according to the thoughts of the workers within them. They will expand as necessary.
Of
I can't do much.
May I offer you amen?
Yes, please.
Yes, sir, you're right. I am happy to be called upon. Should you wish.
That's very kind of you.
My name is Belshazzar.
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 Belshazzar. Great, thank you.
Belshazzar.
Now that is with you.
Thank
you. And a very grateful thanks. God bless you.
Sanjumit then returned briefly.
Yes, yeah, okay, thank you very much.
I hope you found this informative.
Well, I think, as I have said before, that's a thankless. It's really extraordinarily informative for all of us, am I right?
It was an extension of the talk by one who spoke of keeping the books.
Yes,
you remember?
I remember.
Let me tell you, any communicator I bring cannot offer you the whole picture.
Of course not.
So there must be limitations.
Yes.
But let me be the little. I hear the thought, why is it necessary to rewrite on our nation? Let me say this to you all. We, on our side of life, whose did you like the blueprint of all that occurred? But what happens when the events take place upon your family? Because of man's will, there has to be change. And
yes.
Therefore, when the life is finished, my colleague has told you all is seen and noted. I hear you say, why did that happen? So we come to the talk we had previously on reading the book. When each soul comes to look within the books of life, they learn from the spirit. As you do when you look in your history books on earth to see what has happened to you. Can you?
Yes, we understand that completely.
So, therefore, that is why we record our death. And in seeing the light come, amendment is adjustment, and therefore, it. I also wish to say just a few words on our own government. My colleague has described them very well to me. What I think perhaps you do not know or I have not spoken on is there are many forms of learning on different. No, I do not like the word here, but I will use it because it's more than one. So, each sphere have their own comprehension of a whole of learning. You understand?
I agree, yes. That comprehension obviously must vary.
It varies greatly. So, even with communicators, you will find varying distinctions.
Of course.
It is not that either or is wrong, it is their comprehension.
And their comprehension is passed on to us from their degree of spiritual development.
Again, we come to their awareness, their growth, their awareness, their sight of what is above and beyond. So, when you have this picture, each is going to get one another. I know this is a difficult fact for you to take aboard, but it is
true. It clears up a lot of queries about the apparent contradictions one finds in writings on this earth.
There are many, and you will find such a scale different viewpoints of different writings. As I say, he holds the absolute truth. Then you can see the difference when you come to our point. It is something which staggers many because they feel that what they learn upon your earth plane must be absolute. They say
there
are so many misconceptions in your mind. I want to say a few words before I leave. Next time I will bring to you someone who was promised to you some time ago, who wishes to speak to you upon the colors.
Oh, yes.
You remember?
I do.
Well, that is good.
You should certainly look forward to them.
May I ask one thing?
Please.
I will not speak to you next time, but I ask that a little quiet talk before this speech begins. I do not say who will be yours, but you will be.
Sure.
I know I can tell you. You will enjoy being blessed by what he says. You will learn much about the colors, and you may find that it does not tally with that the quiet flood.
Yes.
With what is already missing here now.
It doesn't surprise me at all.
There is so much said, so much written, but now you feel here.
Thank you.
The love, the light, the healing of the Creator, who is all.
May you receive this blessing also for what you do first.